Unbelievable, Sophie. You're unbelievable.
Excuse me?
Blake Castles never deserved you. He didn't appreciate you. Sophie started a rebuttal that choked before it ever found words. You're the most amazing woman I have ever met. You're kind, generous, fierce, and sweet. You have a bigger heart than anyone I've ever known, and you always put everyone else before you. But he ruined your ability to let anyone in, to trust that there are still good people who do anything for you without expecting something in return. I bet your sisters don't even know about the bounce check, do they?
They don't need to know, Sophie said,
her voice a notch quieter than before. You won't let anyone help you because one man destroyed your trust. Your sisters would walk through fire to help you if you only let them. They love you. I love you, Sophie. Denver hadn't meant to let that last bit slip out. Never this way. But now that the words had been set free, Denver couldn't seem to stop. I've been in love with you for over a year, since the first day I met you in the lodge kitchen. I've been waiting for you to heal from the scars that sorry excuse for a man gave you.
You love me?
Of course I do. Are you really that surprised? Have you known me to go on a single date since I moved home? That scarf you're wearing is for me. The headphones, the flowers, all of it. There is no one else for me. Only you, Soph.
You can't possibly mean that. I'm broken. Damaged goods, I come with a daughter. And I will never let a man break her heart when he decides to abandon us again.
Furious that he was being compared to her worthless ex, Denver marched to the desk and ripped open the drawer. I was going to tell you all of this tomorrow after your race. He grabbed the tiny blue box and spun around. I was going to ask you to marry me, Sophie. I want the three of us to be a family. I have no plans of ever leaving you, but you have to say yes. Her eyes doubled in size as he flipped open the velvet box. Denver feared he'd gone too far. His heart pounded like an overworked jackhammer, refusing to slow in the slightest. He wanted to go to her, scoop her into his arms, and kiss her to prove that everything he said was true. Yet he remained rooted to his spot on the hardwood floor. Calmer, softer, he said, "Marry me, Sophie."